Now, local police departments are reviewing how they prepare against a potential terror attack. New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says timing is everything.
We operate on the assumption if we have one of these attacks, their intention is to kill everybody that they get their hands on. So we will move very quickly to move in to stop that threat.
NPR's Martin Costi reports on how police have prepared.
When American police heard about the Paris attacks this weekend, a lot of them thought of Mumbai. That is the 2008 terrorist attack on Mumbai. Dallas Police Major Max Guerin says even before Paris, he considered that attack a kind of wake-up call.
It illustrated how small coordinated teams with a little bit of tactical planning could create havoc and a lot of death and destruction in a very short period of time.
Guerin says earlier this year, the Dallas police did a tabletop simulation to practice for just this kind of thing, active shooter attacks at multiple locations. Another person who thought of Mumbai this weekend is Mark Lomax. He runs the National Tactical Officers Association. It's the association of SWAT officers. His organization has been promoting a new training model for countering multiple assault terror attacks. It emphasizes a kind of big-picture battlefield awareness.
Looking at intelligence, looking at response, looking at tactical resources and deployment, that you may not want to send all your assets to a scenario.
Or at least don't send in all your assets until you know that you're not facing other simultaneous attacks, he says. Another thing that's come out of the Mumbai example is the notion of cross-training. That is, in the middle of an attack, the cops should be equipped to act like medics. For example, they should carry compression bandages and try to stop victims bleeding when possible. Cross-training also means preparing the medics to go into dangerous areas normally reserved for the cops. Tracy Frizzano is a police lieutenant in New Jersey who's worked on these ideas with the Department of Homeland Security.
We now are talking about law enforcement escorting in EMS and fire into what we call these warm zone areas so that they can start medical treatment on our victims and save more lives.
Of course, the lessons don't all come from Mumbai. In the years since the Columbine High School massacre, American police have learned a lot from the grim litany of attacks by American-born gunmen. But Frizzano says Mumbai and Paris have demonstrated that the traditional model of how these attacks work has become outmoded.
When we talk about active shooter, I don't even think that terminology even works anymore because you're not responding anymore just to an active shooter.
She prefers the term hybrid targeted violence. It's a mouthful, but she says it reminds police that when they rush in, they have to be thinking about bombs, booby traps, and other gunmen. Martin Costi, NPR News.